From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting QNews at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. At the risk of stating the obvious, it has been lonely at the Q recently. For a while I was sharing the time with some interesting news, but that seems to have been tapering off. A bit like HF, a spectacle of the auroras has marked a fall-off in conditions. And, anyway, spring seems to cause a lapse in news items here. There are events occurring throughout the year, and by providing publicity it confirms to people interested in our hobby that things really do happen. Pre-publicity can recruit assistants to projects and bring buyers and sellers together, for instance. As you hear in the news lead-in, in Maryborough, the WIA news service is relayed on UHF-CB as well as on 2 metres. The benefit of this is that in that region we know that non-amateurs and SWLs are following the news. Other regions around the country offer similar relay services for non-licensed amateurs to participate and learn more of the great amateur radio experience. So what I'm getting at is that it's not simply a matter that we can all be big fish in a small pond. But by sharing our club activities, it gives incentive and information to people outside the transmitting amateur fraternity. We can all be adequate-sized fish in the great ocean that is our hobby and share the experience on the weekly news broadcasts. It is acknowledged that we need to keep recruiting to keep the hobby growing. And by utilizing the tools we have, we can help this happen. Will we hear you on the queue? I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.